DelDOT plans to start repairs on 19 bridges, 11 on and off ramps, as well as surfacing and signage on the Wilmington corridor of I-95 in 2021. DelDOT's community engagement for the project consists primarily of a community advisory council made of officials, businesses, and community leaders. At a recent meeting called by one advisory council member, several Wilmington residents said they want DelDOT to cap the highway or put a land bridge over it. Wilmington resident Jerry Velazquez.
Now might be the time to correct some of the detrimental, unanticipated consequences that running 95 through the middle of the city did. And we could do that by creating partial block-wide covers over I-95.
But DelDOT engineer Jason Hastings says the idea is far outside of the project's scope.
To cap I-95 would be a very large cost, and it would be a very intense study and design process. It would be a project that would be bigger than just DelDOT.
Wilmington resident Fran Livingston at the recent community meeting.
We felt like it was kind of already decided, and we really feel like the community needs to have more of a say.
Hastings says for this repair project, DelDOT wants to tell residents about the coming traffic impacts, not gather new ideas. But he adds the department is interested in hearing how it can minimize these impacts during the 2 to 3 years of construction. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.